Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 345, top of the day to you, Tox.
45 to you, Tox.
45 to you, and you, and you, and you, and you. So the day that is, the day that this episode comes out is the beginning of August. To you.
Thank you.
If only it was now and you were getting your presents, but you're not.
I know. It feels like it's come around very quickly.
Really? For me, it feels like forever because I bought your presents a while ago.
Okay.
I had ideas, yeah. So I'd got them then.
Yeah.
Like at those times that I had the ideas. And
I think it's the part of having a birthday on the first of the month because you're like, oh, yeah, it's coming. Like it's next month. And then suddenly it's the end of the other month and you go,
oh, that's me.
10 days. Yeah.
It's my turn now.
That's my turn.
Yeah. Quick, get on stage. Yeah. Oh, God.
Come on, guys. Oh,
pressure.
Bring the trailers.
Yeah, that's right.
The semis.
Beep, beep, beep. And another thing about it being August is that we now can't talk about the things that we knew were coming up on streaming services in July because July's no more.
Done. It's finished. Everyone's watched everything.
So we will talk about some picks from not all of the streaming services because we didn't do that last time, just some of the streaming services. And then we've got our watching suggestions and I've got a tested quiz. I tested it on how many people? 5, maybe 6 people at work.
Stop it.
A couple of them are really good. And then one of them, Dan, he panicked like you do. Oh, and I was like, oh, perfect. We have to have him on one day.
Perfect.
It'd be great. You two just panicking over.
We'll do really quiz. Well. Just do a whole quiz episode of us being like,
yeah, should do
was
that.
Was it on a 50-50 that he panicked?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Yeah. It's too much pressure.
It's so funny.
The odds are high.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. We've got two in here today.
We do.
Is Eddie staring at himself in the mirror?
No.
Okay.
He's trying to figure out where. He's been attacking Betty.
Oh, he's trying to find his sister.
She's left, gone to bed, and he's like,
where's she gone?
I wasn't finished.
Oh, where's she gone?
I was really enjoying that.
It's fine. He'll go and bite her on the back of the leg.
Once he figures out where she is. Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's found her. Now he's just got to figure out how to get to her. She's just on the bed. Oh, he's done it. Okay, fantastic. So let's get into the news, or should we call it stream?
Coming up in August.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
That was quite good. This is not in order because I'm just going to jump between a few of them.
Okay.
So on the 15th.
Okay.
So you got a couple of weeks.
This is what you do to me, and then I get excited.
I don't know if you watched this one. I don't know. Did you watch Emily in Paris?
No.
Fourth season.
I have heard. People are very excited.
I reckon it'd be your kind of show.
Do you think?
I kind of think so.
Okay.
Like not reality show, but just like the palate cleanser for you, you know?
Yeah. I do have another show. This is totally just going off topic, but I have another show that I have thought I'm very, very behind in starting, but I feel like I want to start.
Yeah, what?
The Bear.
Yes. I have watched the first two seasons and I haven't watched the third one yet, which is the one that has recently come out. Well, last month, I think it was. Haven't started that. So maybe you can catch up.
I will.
Yeah. Eventually. They're very bingy because there's only, I think the episodes are maybe 20, 30 minutes long. They're not
that
long.
I feel like I've seen the first episode.
Okay.
But I'd have to go back.
Oh, yeah, watch it again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I barely remember what happened in the first. This is one that
Emily in Paris.
This is one I thought was kind of interesting. It's tomorrow, the 2nd of August. Hi, Ed. It's called Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie. This is the SpongeBob SquarePants film.
Oh.
So if you watched that show growing up, well, this is bloody hell, watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be on Netflix. I'm sticking to Netflix for this one.
I like when you combine them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, just kind of go, here's five of this, five of this. Another one I'm kind of intrigued on simply because there are three people in it who I think are very good. Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry, J.K. Simmons.
Mm.
This is called The Union. It comes out on the 16th, which is Madonna's birthday.
It is Madonna's birthday.
Was it Prince's birthday as well or Michael Jackson's?
I think it was Prince and Michael Prince. Jackson was
another day.
Some in August. Day. He had a birthday within the calendar year.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, so 300. Eddie is now trying to jump onto the door from a bookshelf. It's not going to go well. This is the same cat that got.
Yeah. He was self-inflictedly trapped. Behind a mattress that he could have actually just walked out of.
For how many hours?
In a garage for.
No.
Hey.
For 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen how dirty his paws are as well?
He that hasn't was cleaned them properly.
His traumatic experience of trapping himself in a garage.
God. You need Betty to clean it. But sorry, The Union. So this is a New Jersey construction worker's mundane, I'm reading synopsis, life takes a turn when he's recruited for a high-stakes espionage mission.
Hang on, have we spoken about
this? Yes, we have.
Okay,
by his former high school flame.
As soon as you said The Union, I'm like, this is set in New Jersey, isn't it?
Yes, action-packed thriller. I think actually this would be a good one for people who really like action films, like Davide, I reckon, would like this.
Okay, so Netflix on the 16th.
Yep.
Be
Madonna's
there.
Madonna's birthday.
Be square.
Or be square.
At Union Square.
Be there at Union. Don't be at Union
don't
Square.
Don't be at Union Square.
Place.
It's the wrong place.
Sorry. Last one for Netflix is the – what season are we up to with Umbrella Academy? I think that's the fourth season as well.
Sorry, he just has the dumbest look on his face today.
I think he's lost his marbles a bit.
I think he has, where he's like,
it's been
like,
windy
you should have
here.
Actually
I think that's gotten
like,
him.
Seen him go over the top of that bit where I was like, do you know you've got four legs?
Yeah, he's a bit weird today.
Yeah, I think the wind got him.
Yeah. Season 4 of Umbrella Academy on the 8th. I feel like I know it was probably only a year ago, but I feel like it was several years ago that last season.
I feel like it was several years ago. A lot's happened.
I know. So many different shows. We watch a lot.
Do you sometimes think it's 2023 still?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, good. Because I have a few moments where I'm like, 2023. Oh.
No.
Miscounting that one.
We're going to write, change that one. You had a couple of corkers that from last month that you were really excited about on iView, ABC iView.
Yes.
So I've had a look on here and I found two things that I think might be pretty good.
Tell me.
Sean McAuliffe's Eve of Destruction, that's on the 14th.
Okay.
Wednesday. That one would be good because it's him, right? So that would be a really good one. And then what about I've seen the ads for it, the Guy Montgomery, Guy Mont Spelling Bee. That's on the same day as well.
Kids Spelling Bee.
Guy Montgomery. So he teams up with Aaron Chen and they do a new comedy series and it's got celebrities competing in spelling competition.
Oh, that's more fun than like Clever Kids.
Really fun.
Because Clever Kids, you don't really want them to get it wrong.
No, yeah, you're hoping
for
it.
But you're also amazed that they know what that word is because we've never heard of it.
It's going to be good. Aaron Chen's so good. Do you remember him in Fisk?
Yeah.
So good. I mean, other stuff as well, but yeah, that's Fisk. So they're the ones that I thought probably would be the top picks, at least for you and I.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. But if you do like what we like, then you can watch the same things as us and we'll be part of a cool group, okay?
Yeah.
This, of course, is all along whilst watching the Olympics.
I know.
I have watched The Hockey and the Hockey and about 3 seconds of skateboarding. What about you?
I have watched a bit of hockey. I tried to watch skateboarding, but they weren't doing anything.
And the hockey was on at the same time, so obviously.
Yeah, I had to do a bit of
priorities.
But I did watch the skateboarders bus breakdown and they all rode their skateboards to the venue the rest of the way.
I love that.
Like, this is the bit of 2024 that I really enjoy.
Sounds like a movie that we would have watched when we were kids. And by sounds like, I mean.
You mean Airborne?
Yep. It's Airborne.
Sounds like this movie that we might have watched that we actually did watch every day.
The one that we watched all the time that we really loved. And it was absolutely fantastic.
I've watched that much of skateboarding. I watched the swimming.
Yes.
I've watched Simone Biles. Yeah. Gymnastics. Did I say hockey?
No, you'll be talking about
I shall be talking about her.
Yes. Did you watch the men or the women's? Like, did you watch the Kookaburras or the Hockey Roos?
I watched a bit of both, I'll be honest. Same. But with the Hockey Roos, I'm a bit sad, but it was late. I got tired. I had to go to bed.
Yeah, I kind of switched off both of them at halftime because it was about 10-ish for us.
Oh, and I watched the kayaking.
Oh, yeah, you saw. Yeah. Great.
Yep.
Oh.
I also have taught my two very young children to do Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
It's pretty easy to remember.
It's pretty easy and they think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then my daughter, when they're doing the gymnastics, she said, they're doing acro. Look at them doing their acro.
Oh, really? Like, that's hilarious.
It's a little bit more than
They're Olympians. This is actually next level.
And then when they do stuff, the two-year-old goes, oh, good job. Oh.
That's so cute. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, he's really – that's nice of him though.
It's really nice.
You're a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
Good job.
Now show me the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was he was trying to tell me all about the fire, but he was eating at the same time, so it was all my fire. But it was really animated.
Well, he watched the opening ceremony twice.
Oh, he's been into it.
Waiting for the fire.
Far out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might as well.
He literally woke up one day.
Yeah.
Like crack of dawn, woke up and goes, the fire, it burned all the people. And I'm like, didn't.
Didn't.
It didn't.
It's not what happened.
It's called the Olympic flame. It doesn't burn people.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, yeah, fire.
That's not, yeah, okay. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of fire, this is a hot show ready for people to watch and enjoy. If you're a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, well, what about the Global All-Stars?
Oh, sizzling.
Season one, that is on a date that I can't remember, 16th as well. There's so much coming out on the 16th. I'm sorry. I'm picking the ones that I honestly think are the best.
Well, you know what? We all take the day off work to celebrate Madonna's birthday. So why not spend that day?
It's a national holiday.
Delaying her birthday holiday. Because we all know she doesn't like to keep to time.
That'll
does she, Gary and Dale?
Bloody teach her.
And we watch RuPaul instead.
We will. Ha. Sucked in, you stupid cow. That's a bit much.
It wasn't when we were there.
we were saying
a lot more than that.
That was not what
when
we
were. When it got to midnight.
Not happy, Jan.
She still wasn't on stage.
Not happy. I'm talking about Stan. I don't know if I said that, but I feel like I should have said it. But if I didn't, I'm saying it now. This is on Stan.
A-N
Stan. Because that's also got Olympic stuff on there.
Yeah.
21st of August, our very own Isla Fisher teams up with Greg Kinnear in the show The Present. They play parents whose kids turn back time to try and save their marriage.
Oh, this sounds so 80s and 90s.
That's why we're going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Watch it.
I enjoy her.
Out of that. And, of course, if you haven't had enough of the Olympics, which how could you?
No.
The Paralympics start on the 28th. That will be on Stan.
Perfect.
Okay, so that'll sort yous out. Hey, but. Yeah, no. What about, I tell you what, I was a little bit disappointed about Disney, so I gave it the flick.
Stop.
Just not a lot of new stuff. It's a quiet one. But we've got our list. Like, there's
a
lot on.
Summer in the US. They go on holidays.
Yeah, they go on holidays.
September will be a big one for them, you watch.
Oh, I think you might be right. But there's a big one for Amazon Prime or Prime Video, whatever they want to call it, because Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, comes back on the 29th of August on Amazon Prime. This is all about the Dark Lord Sauron. He's been unleashed and is working. He's evil. And we see the prequel of all the things that have happened.
Cool.
And Tolkien stuff. I did not know that was coming out. I did not pay any attention to when that was coming out. And I.
August, Leah. It's coming out 29th. In August.
I thought that was mildly entertaining.
Mm.
I wanted it to be better, but I enjoyed it still. I still enjoyed watching it. You know what I mean? So I feel like.
Yeah.
If this has a bit more action or intrigue, I'll be really behind it. Okay. I'm still going to watch it.
Okay.
I will watch it. This was one I was looking at going, what is this? And then I saw who was in it. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to tell you who's in it.
Okay.
In the near future, a grand lottery has been newly established in California. The catch, kill the winner before sundown to legally claim their multi-billion dollar prize jackpot. When Katie Kim moves to LA, she mistakenly finds herself with the winning ticket. Desperate to survive the hordes of jackpot hunters, she reluctantly joins forces with amateur lottery protection agent Noel Cassidy, who will do everything in his power to get her to sundown in exchange for a piece of her prize.
Is this a comedy?
This will. Okay.
This yeah,
name
tell
will tell you. Awkwafina.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
John Cena is.
I thought
the
you
agent,
were so. Going to say Ryan Reynolds. I really.
Oh,
did.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think that's going to be funny because I know that she's hilarious, and he yeah. can be quite funny too.
He is funny.
Remember him and Barbie?
Yeah.
And like, he's done lots of other things, but yeah, I'm really. I'm going to put that on my list. That's on the 15th. So that's, sorry, Madonna Eve. Madonna Eve. So if anybody says to you, what are you doing Friday night?
What are you doing for Madonna Eve this year?
You go, sorry, I'm a bit busy and you should be as well.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
Please watch yourself. So that there are our watching suggestions for August. And now it's time to get into the watching suggestions of the stuff what we've been watching.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I watched a preview screening.
What? Stop it.
Of a Moffy. That's a movie for people who are not like
are not in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, a Moffy called, it's out today on the 1st of August in cinemas and it's called Sleeping Dogs.
Okay, pause, rewind a little bit. How did you get a preview screening and why was I not invited?
Right, so I didn't go anywhere. I literally watched it on this laptop. Sometimes I get.
You have a chair next to you. Like, do you sit in a linen cupboard, which is you and your laptop?
Would you like to watch it? You can watch it here after this.
It's very late now.
Okay, sorry. Right. Well, you can watch it tomorrow.
Okay.
This.
I'll watch it when it gets released.
It's out today. Congratulations. This has got Russell Crowe. It's set in America. And he plays a cop who is suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. And he's gone through this radical sort of test surgery
mm-hmm.
where he's got almost like electrodes, like electricity stuff put in his head and it's supposed to spark those parts of the brain that are dying uh-huh. Into life. And he doesn't remember anything really about his life. He's got messages all over his house of how to even clean his teeth,
wow.
that kind of thing. Anyway, it seems to be working.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets a call to go and speak to this guy who is on death row.
Mm.
And the guy on death row is like, I did not commit that crime that you were part of investigating. I did not murder that person. And then he decides, he's retired, obviously.
Yeah.
To investigate it again.
Through new eyes.
Brand new eyes.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember what he did. He doesn't remember his, like his
partner's
partner
name.
Or anything like that. And so it's all about who done it. And everybody already knows him. So are they telling the truth to save them?
Mm-hmm.
They lying to save themselves or him or
mm-hmm.
the whole thing
mm-hmm.
or is the truth the truth? Really interesting. It's
cool.
A great whodunit and I reckon it would be a really good film to watch at the movies, at the cinema
yeah.
on a like a cold winter night. Go
yeah.
in there, like get all cozy because it's got a cozy feel.
Get
to it,
the
you know?
Recliners
it's like,
going.
Get the recliners.
Yeah.
It's all about the whodunit. Sleeping
I love a whodunit.
And it's good to see Russell Crowe morphing into his father, on-screen
mm.
father, from, was it called The Sum of Us?
Yes.
He looks like Jack Thompson, just not a blonde version. It's so funny. I mean, his mouth is smaller. You know,
yeah.
he's always had that little mouth.
Yeah.
But geez, he can look like him at times in this film. It's just like, is that Jack Thompson?
Oh,
crazy. Very good acting. Very, very good. Because
yeah.
it's mainly all about him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of facial acting, if you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean, like
yes.
a lot of close-ups,
yep.
all those kind of keep it close on him, and he kind of
portrays his thought processes and his deciphering clues.
And I know this is a weird way to talk about a whodunit, but it was almost a really slow calming watch.
Oh, I like that, because sometimes whodunits go a little bit too much on the action, and you think it's unnecessary.
It's not what it's about.
The story should carry this, not
and it is
like car crashes and things.
He's getting flashbacks of what he knows about the crime.
Is he really?
Yeah. Interesting. Really good. Really, that's in cinemas today. What about you? What have you been watching?
I got the Olympics.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Of course.
So I thought, what a better time to watch the Simone Biles doco on Netflix.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. Okay, so this is one that you knew about and you've been kind of...
Well, I'd seen it come up on the top 10 or whatever on Netflix, and I thought, she's interesting. There's something about her.
There is something about her, isn't it? I mean, apart from her immense talent.
I mean, the woman is the GOAT.
Yeah.
She's the greatest of all time in gymnastics.
Indubitably.
Has 4 or 5 skills named after her, because she is the only person who has competed, presented, and landed them in world stage competition.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal. Yeah. It really is. But going beyond that, she was one of the key witness testimonies in
that case
against Larry.
Creepy bloke,
doctor.
Yeah.
So she's a survivor in that respect.
Yeah.
And is still in the arena of her abuse because it was Gymnastics US that was covering up everything. And I think that's had a huge overhaul. They didn't talk too much about that. But you would think that going into the gym or working with those sorts of trainers and medical professionals would spark a lot of trauma. Crazy. But she's also a foster child. Grew up in foster care, not for terribly long, but obviously had trauma in her younger years with her family. And I just think,
didn't know that.
This woman's incredible. But more than that, the support network she's got around her. So who she calls mum and dad are her biological grandfather and step grandmother.
Okay.
And they just took her and her sister. There were other children, but they took those two and just brought them up. And you think the opportunities they gave them, like gymnastics can't be a cheap sport, especially at an elite
at that level. Yeah. And the commitment.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, the doco is called Simone Biles Rising, which I thought was such an interesting juxtaposition because she is the greatest of all time. We all accept that. But why is she rising? But it follows, kind of catches up with her at the end of the Tokyo Games. And if anyone remembers, she actually pulled herself out of the Tokyo Games.
She wasn't mentally
She was getting what gymnasts called the twisties or the twirlies.
That's right, where your brain can't
figure
out
when to stop. Your brain and your body cannot connect. And they said the only thing that you can do is stop and then wait, slowly, slowly retrain yourself.
So the twisties means when you're jumping and spinning in the air, you can't figure out when to stop.
You don't know where you are. You literally don't know where you are. And why gymnasts or any athletes, why they stop and they say, I can't keep going, is you could kill yourself.
Oh, God.
You could land on your neck, on your head. You could do anything. It's an incredibly dangerous sport regardless.
Far out.
But to then not be able to figure out where you are and your brain and body don't know where they are.
That's amazing because they make it look easy.
They make it look so easy. So I guess this idea of her rising was her knowing she was not at the end of her career. Mm. There was more for her to give, but she had to get over this mental, I guess, block, isn't it? Mm. And she said, you know, it was quite interesting. She went through a lot of therapy and talked about all of those sorts of things. She got married in this 3-year break between Olympics, so meeting somebody. And I think just coming out of all that trauma of the abuse, to then the twisties and that you know, that tough, tough lead up to the Olympics. And now it's like, okay, here I am. And she said, you know, for 18 months, some days she'd go to the gym and sometimes they wouldn't see her for weeks, and then she'd come and she literally built her skills back up from zero and spent 18 months learning to twist and turn and flip again. Isn't that interesting?
I reckon it'd be harder because you'd be second guessing yourself the whole time.
Yeah. And what I've really, I don't want to say liked, but I think I admired was when they said to her, you know, are you scared now going into it? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm scared from the second I've learnt them. You are scared every single day in the gym. You're scared about this. Like these tricks or stunts or elements, I don't know what they call them.
Elements?
Elements. Maybe? Skills? Skills. These skills are dangerous. She's like, you're always scared. Mm. You're always nervous. And you think, yeah, because you watch it and you see them just bolt down that runway and then hurdle themselves and flick into the air. It's impressive, and they make it look easy, and they do one little wobble. We're very judgmental from our lounge rooms.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was so lovely to see her compete in these Olympics and just the intense, like, concentration on her face, and then you see her nail it and the face just lifts and she looks like a really fun, happy person. She kept saying she's not competitive.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Or maybe it's relative. Maybe she's not competitive to compared to others that she knows. Just a little side note. You were talking about how this is a documentary on Netflix. Does it feel like a Netflix documentary? Because you've spoken about that before.
I have spoken about it. Not as much, no.
Okay.
Still a few drone aerial shots that come in and out.
Maybe that's just the style of docos in
potentially, but it, no, it did not have that feeling of that usual Netflix doco.
So I watched a movie that we were speaking about last month.
Yeah.
With Henry Cavill in it.
Yeah.
It was directed by Guy Ritchie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun. It was about a British military group of, like, their ragtag, you know. And they take on small groups of Nazis to try and undermine them and stop major supply chains
set
and whatnot.
Back then,
Yeah. And they were not known to the majority of the army, but they were known to one or two people and Winston Churchill.
Cool.
Yeah. And they had to go about it anywhere, any means, which is why it was ungentlemanly warfare.
Yeah.
And you know that Guy Ritchie feel to stuff?
Yes.
It had that, but it was a little bit set back, like not as much, but my goodness, were people having fun. Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Having the best time. This is the best time ever. It's a really good, fun film to watch. It's exciting. There's that sort of lighthearted element to the way that they speak that Guy Ritchie brings to to his films.
Yes.
But also, particularly at the end, you see it, these are real people. These were real people. These people did all of these things that we saw. And I don't want to give it away because it's fun when it comes up in before the credits. You're like, oh, that person went on to get that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are all these different little connections to really famous people in history and also each other. And I would say definitely watch this. It's on Amazon Prime. I would highly recommend it, and I'm surprised that it hadn't been spoken about more.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Fun.
Really
I'm
enjoyed
get onto
it.
That.
Do you know what you have to get onto right now?
A stressful quiz.
Yes.
Well, 1 out of 6 people say it's a stressful quiz.
1 out of 6 say it's fine. It's who's older? I'm going to give you 2 people and you're going to tell me which one is older. You don't have to say by how much, which one's older.
Okay.
Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
Whew. Hanksy boy.
Yeah. He's 68, Tom Cruise is 62.
Okay.
I still did the research because I thought it'd be interesting.
He seems more mature.
He does. He's a little bit more mature. Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer Aniston?
Aniston? Lopez.
They're both 55.
Oh, Leah.
Jennifer Aniston was born in February, J-Lo, July.
So I got it right.
The first time.
I got it right.
Okay, right.
You're so tricky. The same year. Yeah. Oh, that's sneaky.
Do you know what? Someone at work said, no, I think they're both the same age. And I was like, what?
Get out of town.
What?
Cheat. Cheat.
She said it so quickly, too.
I call Google on that.
Fair. No, I was looking at her. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon.
Was she wearing glasses, like those new
Google maybe. Glasses? Maybe that's what it was. Or Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yes. He's 57. Matt Damon's 55. There's not much difference. No, it's not. Funny? I was like, oh, Matt LeBlanc by heaps. And then I looked at their ages and went, oh, okay.
Pretty close.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Or Judith Lucy.
Oh, golly. Judith Lucy.
Yeah, only by 1 year.
Really?
She's 56. Lucy Liu's 55.
That spun my brain because I was like, I've never put those two in the same part of my brain same time.
They're not
comparable.
They're not in the same industry. Well, they are, but like they're not. Actor. Yeah.
No.
Michael Douglas or Michael Caine?
Oh.
This one had a lot of chatter.
Caine.
You got it.
Yeah.
He's 91.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas is 79.
No, he's not. He's 89. He's got to be older.
The funny thing about that is almost everyone that I did that question to, they all went, well, Michael Douglas looks older, so I don't think it's him.
Really?
Isn't that funny? And one actually did like
– the mouse.
Well, no, it thought about it. He was like, well, the Italian Job – was definitely out before I remember seeing any Michael Douglas
stuff.
Okay,
so the people you work with.
No, he was the oldest one. He was the oldest one.
They really use thought in these, in your quiz.
And you know the one who panicked? I didn't. He just went for it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Same I mean, tactic. Sometimes I have a little think.
A little think.
Just a little think, but I don't.
And then you panic and say both names. Yeah.
Well, I try to read your face.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to put my hands up, okay? Okay.
Because I answer and you don't.
I try not to respond.
But okay. You don't respond
because
and I'm
you
like.
You often change the time. You change which one. Okay,
that's
ready?
That's because I'm waiting for you to say, yes, you're right. And when you don't, so then I change it and then you just keep looking at me blankly and I think, what have you forgotten the question?
I just don't. Okay, here we go. Face away. Hiding my face. Sarah Jessica Parker or Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, Jessica Parker.
Yes, she's 59.
That didn't need your face on
Sarah
that
Sarah Michelle Gellar is 47. Okay.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every single moment of that, especially the bits that we did. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I quite enjoy that I said Jessica Parker. Look, she's got two names.
Didn't even notice.
She's got two first names and I use the middle and the last.
Yeah, that'll do.
I like Jessica Parker.